This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Greetings from Chicago, the site of Sports Business Journal's Brand Innovation Summit. Let's start with congratulations to the Atlanta Braves on capturing their first World Series title since 1995. They did it with a 7-0 win in Game 6 at Houston's Minute Maid Park. Braves outfielder and DH Jorge Soler was named MVP. Also last night, the season's first college football playoff rankings were released. Raise your hand if you had unbeaten Cincinnati at number 6. The top four are Georgia, Alabama, Michigan State, and Oregon. Maybe the group of five should change its name to the group on the outside looking in. But in reality, the college football season still has a month to go before the final and only meaningful rankings are released. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 3rd, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. We mentioned we're in Chicago for the SBJ Brand Innovation Summit, and Tuesday was a who's who in the marketing space. Check out the highlights from day one on sportsbusinessjournal.com, including a video recap in Morning Buzz. On Tuesday, we talked about the possibility of DraftKings or FanDuel buying sports media outlet The Athletic. Not so fast, at least on one side of that equation. FanDuel parent company Flutter CEO Peter Jackson flatly denied any interest in purchasing The Athletic, countering a report from The Information that claimed the sports betting giant had submitted a bid to buy the digital outlet. Jackson, on an earnings call Tuesday, said, "That is not something we are bidding for." He was asked to clarify on the earnings call whether this meant that FanDuel rather than Flutter may be interested. Jackson reiterated, "Rest assured, we speak on behalf of FanDuel." He added, "None of our brands, none of us, none of the companies are eyeing a bid for The Athletic." Activision Blizzard reported its Q3 earnings after the bell, with the company meeting analysts' expectations as it continues to weather the fallout from a sexual harassment scandal. The video game maker posted $1.9 billion in revenue for the quarter that ended September 30th, up 6% compared to $1.77 billion a year ago. Meanwhile, Under Armour reported figures earlier in the day, and shares soared as strong fiscal third quarter earnings revealed the athletic apparel maker is seeing progress in improving its brand image under President and CEO Patrick Frisk. UA said that it now anticipates sales will rise 25% from 2020, topping its prior outlook. Revenue for Q3 was $1.55 billion versus an expected $1.48 billion, up 8% from a year ago. There's been a lot of discussion recently about the difficulty for fans to watch their favorite teams in some local markets due to the availability or unavailability of providers on streaming services. One creative solution is now available in Dallas as the Mavericks and DirecTV Stream unveiled a new streaming offer that will reduce the monthly price for fans looking to stream the team's games. The first 10,000 new DirecTV Stream subscribers who sign up for a choice package or higher will receive a $50 per month credit for each month of maintained service up to 5 months. DirecTV Stream is the only streaming platform that carries Bally Sports Southwest, the Mavs RSN. The Big Ten and SEC continue to flex their muscle in terms of most watched college football games through Week 10. This past weekend, the Big Ten put two games in the top 10, including Michigan-Michigan State, which now sits at number one. That's a good signal for Ohio State-Michigan on November 27th, which also will be on Fox in that same window. The SEC teams play in the second, third, and fourth most watched games this season. The ACC has teams in two of the top 10 games, while the Pac-12 has just one Oregon appearance, that against Ohio State. Whoop and the WTA reached a multi-year partnership that names Whoop the official fitness wearable for the WTA. As part of the deal, the tour approved Whoop wearable tech for in-match use, marking the first tech device to receive that approval, and will incorporate Whoop biometric data into WTA broadcasts and social media content. Whoop has already incorporated its real-time player data into PGA Tour, LPGA, and NASCAR broadcasts. Harlan Stone, an advisor to WHOOP and the WTA, worked with CSM to arrange the partnership. Wasserman has signed Oregon women's basketball player Sedona Prince for NIL representation. The junior has more than 3 million followers on social media and is a projected first-round pick in early 2023 WNBA mock drafts. Prince has been a crusader for college athletes' rights, including posting a video of the men's and women's basketball tournament weight rooms this past spring, which brought national attention to the inequality between the facilities. We'll end on a quick programming note. Join SBJ to hear the top executives from companies such as CBS Sports, NBC Sports, ESPN, Meadowlark Media, and Overtime discuss how they are adapting to the evolving consumer preferences and consumption patterns at this year's Media Innovators event on November 9th and 10th in New York City. To learn more, visit the events page on sportsbusinessjournal.com. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday. Hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.